Shanti. Welcome to this session for the first timers. I'd really like to invite you to come as close to the front as you can. It's a nice intimate gathering. And I'm always overjoyed to be with first timers and remembering my first time when I come to Bubba and just the roller coaster ride of joy and happiness and amazement. Coming close to God and experiencing all that love and power. Quite amazing. So this is a session leading up towards Bubba's Day tomorrow and also your ring ceremony tomorrow. So we're very delighted to have our senior sister Suman with us, who has been coming to this university, I think, from the age of 5, I believe, and has been with Bubba now for 33 years, one of our senior teachers and national coordinator of the education wing, and also a program director here at Gyan Sarovar as well. So has so much experience that she's going to share with you, and should be a very delightful session. So welcome.
Om Shanti. So nice to see you all here in Madhuban, in Baba's home, your home. So did you get the feeling of being at home when you came here? Yeah? As soon as you entered the gate of Gyan Sarovar, did you get that feeling? Yeah. And have you thought about it? Like, what is the reason behind that feeling that you got when you entered Gyan Sarovar? What is the reason? Why? Why did you feel that? My Baba is? Baba's Madhuban, okay. It's your Madhuban as well.
Center of whole universe, we feel
this. Like, this is a center of universe where Baba, Shiv Baba, through Brahma Baba and Mama and others showed us the way. Right? Karma Bhumi, we call that. Call us, where they showed us the way and where they showered love in the physical form and taught us, gave us various teachings. So, and also, especially when you enter Baba's home, it also belongs to the children, right? It also belongs to Baba's children, so it's a feeling of belongingness. Whatever belongs to Baba, we feel it belongs to us, right? So it's his unlimitedness, it's Baba's unlimited love that has been experienced here. And also, along with that, is a continuous tapasya that has been happening on this land. Yeah. The whole Gyan Sarovar campus, the land was purchased in 92, right? Since then, continuously meditation is happening. So it's been like 33 years now. So many souls from India and abroad, they come and meditate together. This is the power of the gathering, right? One is the power of God, and the other is the power of the gathering that has created those vibrations here on this land. And whoever comes here experiences that light, that energy, that strength, and hope to go back and be stronger, to face the challenges of life, right? So this has been created here over the period of this type. Can these vibrations be created at home as well? No, Dharmada is saying no. These vibrations can be created at home, back home? Yes? Yeah. Yes? When we say yes, it will happen, right? And we will say, okay, we don't know whether it will happen or not, very difficult. So then we doubt ourselves. When we doubt ourselves, then it's like, it won't happen, right? So when we say, yes, it can happen, so it can definitely happen, right? And that needs certain amount of tapasya and certain amount of discipline as well, right? And also when we look at the aim of life, as a Brahmin, as Baba's children, Baba has given us a very high aim and objective for lives, right? It's not just in the Laukik world when we didn't have this knowledge, what was our aim in life? What was our aim in life? Just to earn, to take care of the family, to be happy, to be healthy. So certain things that we had. But then, after coming to knowledge, after understanding the depth of this knowledge, the whole aim of life changed. Right? So now, what is your aim of life?
Becoming unlimited.
Okay. So anything else? What is your aim in life now, as a Brahmin, as a spiritual person? What is your spiritual aim? Okay, whatever physical is, it's there. We don't have to leave all those. It's there, okay. But what is your spiritual aim now? Purity. To get combined with Baba. Experience that I and Baba combined. Yeah. To experience the divine virtues and powers. And to become equal to Baba, to equal. And what does that mean? It means we have to become angels. Right? In one word, okay. Deities we are going to become in the golden age. We can keep that aside. But in this birth, being in this body, before I leave this body, I want to become angel. Right? So what do you mean by becoming an angel? What do you...
Light and might.
And? Brahma Baba became angel, right? So Baba has given us the aim that you have to become angels. Right? So what do you mean? Like, what is the meaning of becoming an angel? To get rid of all, to transform. Not get rid, but transform, right? Transformation of the sanskars, which is tamopradhan, to uplift it to completely satopradhan sanskars. Right? The complete transformation of the sanskars from tamopradhan to satopradhan. And that means to clear my all karmic accounts. If I have to go to Paramdham, which is a land of liberation, Muktidham, so I have to be liberated from all karmic accounts. Only then the soul can go to Paramdham, right? So now we have accumulated so much of karmic account. So I need to be liberated. I have to get myself liberated from all these. Whatever negative waste, everything, whatever is there, I need to get transform that into positive and powerful, right? So the aim is very high. So not just superficial, but to cleanse of the impurities of this birth and many other births of 63 births, right? To clean it layer by layer of the 63 births. Is it difficult or easy? It's easy. You believe that it's easy? It's difficult but easy. Yes. But it's easy when we are with Baba. He is the almighty authority. Baba has given us that lift. Baba has given us the understanding. Right? In the Murli, Baba has given everything. All depths of knowledge, Baba has given us. And Baba is with us constantly. So with the company of Baba, I can clear all those things. And that's why Baba says, in love, everything is easy. Mohabbat mein sab sahaj hai. Right? In love, everything is easy. Nothing is labor. When there is no love, then it becomes difficult. Right? Of course, there's love. But also, there has to be a certain amount of discipline in our lives. So then we can uplift ourselves very quickly from where we are to that stage of Satopradhan. Right? Because without discipline, nothing can happen. Even in the world, in the Laukik world, when they have to pass a very, higher exams, what do the students do? What do the students do? They just focus on their studies. They're not distracted by the party, by, the friends and all those other things. They're not distracted. They're completely focused. Their aim is to pass that higher examination because they know after that there is happiness. Right? They don't want to get distracted from here and there. So here as well, we are godly students. And when we are focused, not being distracted by this iron-aged world, right? So everything is possible. Nothing is impossible. Right? And that's why Baba says, this is easy Raj Yoga. It's not difficult. Baba has freed us from many, many, laboring. On the path of devotion, people do so many things, You must know, right? In the path of devotion, they give sorrow to the body so much. The Baba says, you don't have to do all those things. Sit comfortably on the chair and just remember me. That's it. But as we accumulate the strength, the power, so there are some holes through which it gets drained out. Right? So we need to cover those holes so that whatever we are accumulating doesn't get drained out. Right? So what are these holes through which the treasures that we are accumulating, they would be lost? On one side, we are making so much effort, but a little bit, I am not realizing the small holes. So then, all that energy is getting drained out, right? So what are those holes? Yeah. The negativity is within us, And Baba says there are few. I would like to highlight the main four or five principles or the disciplines that, you know, through which we can close those holes from which it is getting drained, right? So the foundation of spiritual life is purity, right? When we follow purity, so then there is no wastage of energy. That's why Baba says, lust is the greatest enemy because it drains, the energy drains out drastically with that particular vice or that particular negativity. So because you are going to have your ring tomorrow, yes, and it's not just an ornament on your finger, it's a commitment, right? It's a commitment with Baba. It's a commitment that, yes, Baba, I'm going to follow these certain principles to fulfill the hopes that Baba has in us. Right? So when there is a commitment, Baba helps us even more. Baba says, one step of courage and 1,000 steps of help I will give you. So that one step of courage, I need to put forward. This is the deal. You know, if I don't keep that one step of courage, Baba will not give me the help of 1,000 steps. If I stand still there and say, Baba, you push me. You push me ahead. I don't have the strength. That is not the deal. The deal is you should put the first step of courage ahead and then I will take you 1,000 steps ahead. Right? So when we make that promise, that commitment to Baba, Baba will make everything easy. It is not difficult. It's one determined thought, that's it. And everything becomes easy. Right? So when you came here to Madhuban, of course you were, you know, briefed with all these disciplines and principles. You've been following those, right, before coming here. So how did you feel? How are you feeling after following all these disciplines of purity, of other things as well? Do you wish to continue them in the future? Yeah? Because if you are experiencing that light, experiencing that intoxication, super sensuous joy, so then that means you are on the right path. Right? So when you continue to do it, even you will experience even more higher ecstasy, higher supersensuous joy, right? So one of the most needed discipline is purity. Means discipline of celibacy, right? So when you promise that, then, you know, that is the first and foremost. And the second discipline is purity of food. Why do Baba emphasize on purity of food? Why is it? Yeah. As you eat, as the food, so is the mind. Right? The food that we put into the body directly affects the mind. Right? One of the ways to transform the mind is through knowledge and yoga. along with that is a supporting thing is through food. Because in a physical thing we can control. Now, controlling the mind is difficult unless and until we practice for a long period of time. So then we are able to control the mind, right? It's not so easy, right? It's subtle. So now another way to control the mind is whatever we are putting into the body, right? Because that's easier than controlling the mind. So whatever we have, the three gates that through which things enter the body, which affects the mind, is one of the doors is the mouth. Whatever food we take affects the body and also affects the mind. So this is one of the gates where through which I can influence the mind. So that's why Baba emphasizes pure food. So other gates, what are the other gates which influences the mind? These are the other two gates. Whatever we see, whatever we absorb, and whatever we listen. So these are the three gates which influences the mind, right? So now, controlling the food is much more easier than controlling other senses or controlling the mind, right? So whatever we see, unless and until I don't control inside, I'm not able to control the eyes and ears, right? So that's why Baba says pure food. So now, what is the definition of pure food? Sattvic food, yes. What is sattvic food? What is the definition of sattvic food? Cooked in Baba's remembrance. Okay. Plant-based food. And? Yeah. One is no non-vegetarian food. You know the reason why no non-vegetarian food? Because, why it is tamoguni? It has hormones in it. It has, the fear factor in it of the animals which have been butchered. And, it's like it is not good for other, like body as well. Of course, it's not good for the mind. It is also not good for the body. And whoever is following spiritual path and whoever is having eye aim on the spiritual path, they are requested not to have such food so that it will help them in their spiritual endurance. Okay? No non-vegetarian food and no onion and garlic. Why no onion and garlic? Because they create certain chemicals which would affect the mind, which becomes very, distractive. It is distracting, which will not allow me to focus on my own spiritual progress. That's the reason. And thirdly, is cooking with Baba's remembrance. And fourthly, is offering bhog to Baba. And fifthly, is eating in Baba's remembrance. Okay, so all those will happen, but then mainly are these two. No non-vegetarian food and no onion and garlic. Okay, so because on one side we are making that effort, waking up to Amrit Vela, Murli class and all these things. On other side, if we put all such food into the system, it drastically reduces the energy of the soul. Yoga power and energy of the soul. So again, it's like climbing 10 steps and then going down, then climbing up, then going down. So it's like more energy has to be put in to reach the destination that we have aimed at. So that's the reason of that we should have to be having pure food, right? And thirdly, the first is purity, secondly is pure food, and thirdly is waking up at Amrit Vela. Why waking up Amrit Vela is very important is we are connected. Is it not possible throughout the day? It's much more powerful. During Amrit Vela, Brahma Muhurat, it's much more powerful where the brain is at rest. It's very, active. And also, there is special blessing from Baba during that time. So whatever you want to achieve, whatever you want to experience, that is a beautiful time that you can, when you meditate, it's easy to transform the sanskaras at that time in the morning. Special blessing is there during Amrit Vela, and that's the reason, right? So, and fourthly is Murli. Listening to Murli, how, where, when? Listening to Murli is very much important because there is no yoga without knowledge. These two are the wings. Knowledge and yoga are the two wings through which the soul can fly. You say, okay, I just meditate. I'm interested in meditation, but no knowledge. Okay, basic knowledge I have. So no need to have go into the thing. So let me just meditate. Meditation will become boring without churning. So these two wings are very much important. Meditation and yoga. And that's why Baba says, listen to the Murli every day. Of course, the emotional part is that Baba is giving us the letter, 3-page letter every day. But also, we get solutions to many problems which we are going through that day. Have you experienced that? We must be going through certain challenges of life. And there in the Murli, there is a certain point which really gives the solution to our questions. Right? It is as though God is talking to me directly. Right? So that's the reason Baba says, don't miss the Murli. And also Baba is the ocean of knowledge, like gives us a variety taste of, knowledge. So because every day we say, okay, consider yourself to be a soul and remember me. Consider yourself, it becomes boring, right? So from the Murli we take up different points and, churning and, experiencing in depth. So there's so much variety in spirituality. It doesn't become boring when we listen to knowledge. So these are the four things. And fifthly is taking shower whenever you go to the toilet. Okay? So whenever the bowels get cleansed, so it's better if you put some water on your, even if you don't want to shower, put some water on your body and come out. So it's like, all these are something physical that I'm talking about, right? Because spiritual path is something much more deeper. But physical cleanliness will help in our internal cleanliness of the souls. So this is just a beginning where we are going to start. But this continues because cleansing the mind and cleansing the sanskars, cleansing the attitudes, that needs constant work. So the more you work, the more progress you will experience in your life. So these are the basic things that if you are ready to follow. So then you are most welcome to register with the sisters from Global Office. They'll come very soon. You can register for ring ceremony for tomorrow. And tomorrow will be a special day for all of you, where you can call it as an engagement ceremony, or you can call it as a sweet commitment day with Baba. So then, you know, the intellect is stable. Okay, I want to follow this path, and it's not wandering, right? It's not just one relationship that we experience from Baba. It's all relationship that we experience from Baba. So it's a beautiful time of the entire kalpa, entire cycle, that we are so fortunate that Baba has chosen us for the establishment of the golden age, right? So golden age will come anyway. Whether I do it or not, golden age is going to come anyway. But do I really want to become a part of the process to establishing that beautiful world? That's my choice, right? That's each one's choice. And yes, there are some, you know, difficulties, but then at the end of the road, there is strength, there is power, there is immense God's love that we experience. So when we compare these two, the labor, the problem, the challenges that we have to go through, and the love and the energy that we experience, we are experiencing so much. All these challenges are very, you know, small in front of the thing that we are attaining so much. So these renunciations are very small, right? Do you consider this as renunciation? Do you have to renounce all these things? No, we are just getting rid of the things that are giving sorrow. That's it, right? So that you are able to experience more strength and give more. Experience happiness and give happiness to the world, right? So do you have any questions regarding these disciplines? You are most welcome. For the next 5-10 minutes, I can take up your questions. Any doubts or any... Yes. All these things. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Very nice, very nice. Any other questions you have, any doubts you have, especially people have some doubts regarding food? Yes. You can't prepare. You can't make everything at home, right? So it's not practically possible. But just check the ingredients before you buy. That's it. All variety of products are available. Just check the ingredient before you buy. Yeah, that's it. So you can't make the masalas, all types of masala, practically at home, right? You have to buy them. So whenever you buy, just check. Yeah, you can. Otherwise, when you are not, when sitting, sometimes, you know, you are tired and you are pulled towards sleep, right? So then you stand up. You know, stand and do meditation. So then, you know, you don't. You know, during youth retreat, we had few people, young youth. So, you know, one boy, he used to, you know, whenever he sits and meditate, he used to doze off. Then the instrument said, okay, go and stand behind and meditate. But don't miss Amrit Vela. So he was very happy. He was standing and meditating. You walk, you're, you know, just take a stroll and meditate. Good. Yeah. So at least half an hour. Even if you're not able to do 45 minutes, at least powerful half an hour of Amrit Vela. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Minimum, yeah, 20, half an hour at least. Yeah. You can feed them, but you cook it or just feed them? Okay. You know, in the family path, you have to adjust, right? So it's just, you know, you have to do certain things. It's okay. Unless and until you don't put into your body. Yeah, it's like cleansing the negativity. Yeah, you feel good. You practice that and see the difference. It's really, really refreshing. You feel so light. Any other questions? Any other doubts? Please feel open to ask questions. Yeah, yeah, it's okay. But you don't have to take too much time showering. Just put water and come out, that's all. So don't waste too much time before Amrit Vela on showering and physical things. Because, you know, then your energy is becoming more towards physical. So first thing in the morning we need to remember Baba, right? Anything, anything which helps you connect to Baba. Anything which helps to connect to Baba. Whatever. But then you should not be dependent on anything. Even if it's not there, you should be able to connect to Baba. You should be independent of all these things. Initially we take help, but don't become dependent on all these things. Oh, I can't meditate unless until, you know, I don't listen to the commentary. I can't meditate unless until I don't get red light. No, don't become dependent on all those things. Yeah. 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 If it's there, well and good. If it's not there, well and good. Yeah, brother. Yes. That makes a problem. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's why. If you're not able to concentrate, take help. But over a period of time, practice so much that you don't have to be dependent on those things. We are not saying don't take help. Take help, but you know, over a period of time, try to become independent. Yeah. Okay, the sister is here. So then now we will have meditation for 2 minutes, and then whoever wants to register for ring ceremony for tomorrow, they can go to the sister. Brother, did you listen to the whole talk? This brother? You can meet me later. Yeah? Yeah. Whoever didn't listen to the talk, so they can meet me now, and then I'll just brief you, and then you can register for the ring ceremony. Okay. Om Shanti.